Think a minute. It's a fact of life. Everybody needs somebody. For our life to be satisfying and successful, we need close friends. The problem is, we face barriers that can stop us from bonding with people and having these close relationships. The first barrier to bonding with others is our painful past. We find it difficult to trust others because we've been deeply hurt by someone before. So we're afraid to open our heart to anyone again. We may not want to get close and share our real feelings with others because in the past we were criticized or even rejected for being open and honest. So now to protect ourselves, we don't let anyone know our true feelings and the person we are inside. Some of us were fortunate to be born to parents who daily gave us loving attention and affection. So we learned early to trust others and how to have close, open relationships. But people who are hurting and wounded from their past are often not free to trust others and develop close friendships. Another big barrier to bonding with others is our wrong thinking about ourselves. We may think we're just not good enough to be really liked or loved by others. We think something's wrong with us, either because we were actually told that, or we simply did not feel truly loved and accepted when we were young. Finally, another barrier to bonding with others is our confused, wrong understanding of our Maker. We don't believe that God really loves and accepts us just the way we are. Or we think that if we trust God and live His way, then He'll take away all our freedom and fun in life. But it's actually the opposite. God's done everything He can so we can enjoy living His right, satisfying way He created for us. You see, the boundaries He gives us are simply to protect us from getting hurt and destroying our own life. So if you've struggled to have really close relationships with your family or friends because of some past pain and hurts or wrong thinking about yourself, Jesus can start changing that today. If you just ask Him to take control of your life, He can start healing your past hurts and tearing down those barriers between you and those you really care about. Then you can finally have the life of real love He created you to enjoy. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.